Hey, Alex, are you okay?
Not really. I worry. Maybe I'm not doing a good job. This job is hard.
Don't worry. You're doing great.
Thanks. But my guests are quiet sometimes. They are shy.
Oh, that's a problem. You have to help them.
How? Do you have any ideas?
Yes, I do.
What are your ideas?
You have to pick some easy topics.
Oh, and then say something about them?
Right. Then your guests have to talk. Say something like, tell me about your interests.
Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks.
And I have another idea.
What else can I do?
You can smile more.
You can meet new people every day, but maybe you are shy. What can you do? You can ask simple questions. Where are you from? Where do you work? What is your favorite food? These are great questions. You have to pick easy topics. Start conversations with, "It's really rainy today," or "I am reading a great book." Those are just a few ideas. Don't worry, you can do it.
Well, friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline, and I'm so glad you weren't too shy to come and join us. Today's topic is how to say it.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. The title for today is Talking with New People.
Well, Peter, do you like meeting new people?
Well, sometimes, yes. And sometimes I don't.
Okay. Why not?
Well, I guess it just is how I feel. Sometimes if there are large groups of people, I don't want to get to know them. Or if I'm with friends, then maybe I want to get to know their friends. So it just depends on the day, I guess.
Okay. I guess I can understand that. Especially if you're really tired. Maybe you don't want to meet new people because it does take some energy. Although usually I really enjoy meeting new people.
Well, I think everyone should meet new people. It's a good thing. I think we all enjoy it, but we are all different, of course.
That's true. Yes, some people like small groups or maybe just one or two people. Others like big groups where everyone is a stranger, everyone is new, and you can meet lots of new people.
Strangers, these are people that we have not met. But once you meet them, they are not a stranger anymore.
You can meet new people every day. But if you are shy, then what? What can you do?
And we'll talk more about that today. But first, let's learn our keywords. Here's Christina to help us with them.
Hello, Alex 的工作之一就是访问来宾，但是有的来宾实在是太害羞了。They are too shy. 形容词 shy 就是害羞的。Matt 建议他要先选择一些轻松简单的话题，这样子就可以引导对方说话。动词选择、挑选可以用 pick. Which one do you want to pick?而话题就是名词 topic. You can pick some easy topics. Alex 觉得这个主意真的很不错。他说 that's a good idea. 名词 idea 就是主意、想法、点子。所以啊 don't worry, 别担心，一定可以做得很好的。动词 worry 就是担心。
Hey Alex, are you okay?
Not really. I worry. Maybe I'm not doing a good job. This job is hard.
Don't worry. You're doing great.
Thanks. But my guests are quiet sometimes. They are shy.
Oh, that's a problem. You have to help them.
How? Do you have any ideas?
Yes, I do.
Matt and Alex are talking. They are talking about the show. Alex is now the host of the show.
But Matt starts this conversation with a question. Are you okay? This is a very easy question to ask. When someone looks sad or upset or looks like they have a problem, you can ask, are you okay?
When we ask, are you well? I feel like that is more asking about someone's health. If someone looks sick, you would ask, are you well or are you okay? But if they look sad, I would more often ask the question, are you okay?
Well, Alex says not really. He is not okay. He's worrying. When I have to take a test, I worry. Or when I hear someone is very sick, I worry.
Well, Alex is worried because he is new at his job. He wants to do a good job.
Well, there is a difference between worrying too much and being too confident, but I know that the job is hard.
Yes, it is. But don't worry, Alex. You are doing great. Hey, Pauline, did you worry about starting to teach on LTE TV at first?
Oh, definitely. Everyone is so great here on this show. I was afraid I couldn't do as well as everyone else. But thankfully, everyone was very nice to me when I started, and I've learned a lot. I love teaching on the show.
Well, I was worried, too, when I first started. It is normal to worry, but we should also learn how not to worry so much.
I agree. Worry can make it really difficult to improve and get better. Well, let's talk about one of the things that makes Alex's job hard. His guests are quiet sometimes. They are shy.
When you are quiet, then you are not talkative. Actually, most of the time, I am quiet.
So you are shy?
Well, I think they're a little different. When you are shy, you are afraid to talk, and you're afraid to show people who you are.
That's true. We both meet a lot of students who are too shy to speak English with us. They feel like they will say something wrong. They're scared to talk.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
Well, when you learn a new language, you are going to make mistakes. So you just need to know that's going to happen and keep trying. The students who are not afraid to make mistakes improve much more quickly, even if they don't get the best test scores.
So keep on talking and don't be shy. Well, let's continue. Here's a short lesson from Christina.
Alex 说在节目里访问到害羞的来宾时，他实在很头痛。They are shy. 我们特别想要讲讲 shy 这个字，它是害羞的意思。因为我碰到的十个人里，几乎有八九个人会念成 they are shy， 不是 shine 哦，是 shy。这个字的结尾没有鼻音，不要念成 shine， 要念 shy， shy。所以请你跟我念一次 shy。Shy. Danny 是个害羞的男孩。Danny is a shy boy. Danny is a shy boy. 别害羞。Don't be shy. Don't be shy. 勇敢开口说英语，别害羞哦。Don't be shy.
Thanks, Christina. Well, we're sure learning a lot today, aren't we?We do need to take a quick break, though. Don't worry, we'll be back to learn some more in just a minute. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Well, today we're talking about a lot. We're talking about talking. So when are you shy, Pauline?
Oh, so usually I am not a shy person. I really like talking to people, anyone, strangers or friends. But I will say learning a new language can make me shy. Sometimes I'm afraid to talk in Chinese because I might say something wrong and people laugh or they don't understand. So if I'm tired, sometimes I just choose not to because I don't have the energy to keep trying. But then the next day I will try again because I know that's the only way I will learn and get better.
That's great. That's really encouraging for our students. Let's continue. Here's conversation B.
What are your ideas?
You have to pick some easy topics.
Oh, and then say something about them?
Right. Then your guests have to talk. Say something like, tell me about your interests.
Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks.
And I have another idea.
What else can I do?
You can smile more.
Hey, Matt has some ideas for Alex. What are his ideas?
Let's first talk about what an idea is.
Okay.
These are things that we think up. I have a few ideas for dinner, but I will decide later.
Our friends are talking about ideas to help shy guests on the show talk more. They might need help sharing.
Matt says, you have to pick some easy topics. Let's learn more about this sentence with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's use a tip. If you want to tell someone that they have to do something, you can use today's use it tip. For example, you have to cook dinner tonight. Well, let's look at another example. You have to wash the dishes. So friends, make sure that you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So this is some good advice for Alex.
Yes, I agree. You have to pick some easy topics. Christina has something else she would like to point out about this sentence. Let's visit her now.
Matt 建议 Alex 在访问来宾的时候先挑一些简单的话题，自己先聊几句，然后可以对来宾说，跟我说说你的兴趣吧。这个时候来宾自然就必须开口说话了。Then your guests have to talk. 片语 have to do something, 就是必须做某事。比如说时间很晚了，所以 I have to go home now, 我必须回家了。或者进家门之前必须先脱鞋子， You have to take off your shoes. 这些都是 have to, 必须的用法。
Thanks, Christina. We have many topics on our show. Every week we have a few topics.One topic might be about sports. Another topic might be travel.
We also talk about conversations this way. We pick a topic for conversation. Pick is like choose. There are a few things that we could talk about, but I just pick one.
An easy topic will help a shy guest talk more easily on the show.
Yes.Easy topics might be the weather or what you did this week.
I know that some English students try to talk about difficult things or they make very difficult sentences. If you choose an easy topic, though, like the weather or your plans this weekend, this maybe will help the conversation go more easily.
And in any conversation, you shouldn't be the only one talking. The other personshould talk too. Maybe you can say something like, tell me about your interests.
Yeah, that's a very easy topic that everyone can share about. Peter, tell me about your interests.
Well, I am interested in exercise. I'm interested in cooking too. Pauline, tell me about your interests.
Well, I'm very interested in travel. I also like to sing and take pictures.
Those are great interests. Well, hey, I like that the other tip that Matt gives Alex. You can smile more.
Okay, I am happy with that, Peter. You can smile more.
Yes, we all can smile more, especially because that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
You can smile more.
You can smile more.
你可以多笑一点。
Let's take one more photo. Say cheese.
Cheese.
You can smile more.
Cheese.
You can smile more.
Cheese.
You can smile more.
No, I can't. I ran out of cheese.
You can smile more.
You can smile more.
你可以多笑一点。
I like that calendar phrase, and it's true. When you smile, you look friendly. People will be more willing to talk to you.
Well, now it's time to review what we've been learning. Friends, say these words along with us. Don't be shy.
Here's your first keyword for today. Shy. Shy. Say hello. Don't be shy.
Pick. Pick. You can only pick one prize.
Topic. Topic.Today's topic is sports.
Idea. Idea. Aaron has many good ideas.
Worry. Worry. Mary worries too much. Okay, friends, don't worry. You're doing great. Keep on practicing.And now let's review those lessons one more time together.
Hey, Alex, are you okay?
Not really. I worry. Maybe I'm not doing a good job. This job is hard.
Don't worry. You're doing great.
Thanks. But my guests are quiet sometimes. They are shy.
Oh, that's a problem. You have to help them.
How? Do you have any ideas?
Yes, I do.
What are your ideas?
You have to pick some easy topics.
Oh.And then say something about them?
Right. Then your guests have to talk. Say something like, tell me about your interests.
Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks.
And I have another idea.
What else can I do?
You can smile more.
Hi, Ginger. Can I ask you some simple questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, Ginger. Where are you from?
I'm from my mother.
Very funny.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing.
Okay. Here's another question. What's your favorite food?
That's a silly question, James. Everybody knows my favorite food.
True. You like...Onions.
Very funny.
Yes, that's why I'm laughing. Okay, one more question. What do you like to read?
Books.
Very funny. What's your favorite book?
Curious George.
Oh, because it's about a little monkey, right?
Yes, and because it has lots of pictures. Yeah.
every day. Reduce, reuse, and recycle will help us to go green. Things we use can be used again. This is what we say.
Go green.
Everyone can do their part to keep things bright and clean. Reduce, reuse, and recycle will help us to go green. Oh, reduce, reuse, and recycle. We should do this every day. Help us to go green. These things will help us to go green. These things will help us to go green.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. It's great that we can be here together, but make sure to find a friend to practice your English too.
That's right. You can't really get better at speaking English unless you speak. So we know it can be a little scary, but try to go find someone to speak to in English. Maybe start with a friend who is also learning English, and then someday you can try with a stranger.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today, and we'll continue talking about this tomorrow, right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.